Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. You know, a lot of people have a problem trying to decide what church to join. Well, I hope our lesson today can help you to decide and decide in the right way. Now, the subject under consideration, the one is one about which the world has a lot of varied attitudes. But we approach this study very conscious of the fact that the things that we are going to present may well be contrary to what a lot of people have been taught and what they believe heretofore. But as always, we simply ask people to be careful and give biblical consideration to the things that they hear, to the things that are taught. We never encourage anybody to accept anything by the authority of any man or anything that has come from the minds of men, except what the Bible teaches that we are to do. Now, this study has to do with the idea of the church, and it's in the form of a question. What church ought a person to join? It's very hard for some to try to decide which one to join. Now, almost everybody, that is, except the atheist and the infidel and the agnostic, and those who are anti-religion and very definitely anti-Christian, they expect some kind of church to be in their lifetime. They expect to join some religious organization, maybe before they die. But we must take note that the number seems to be growing among those who have no specific religious affiliation. And there's a real campaign on the minds of many against what they call organized religion. Now, what they mean by that, they're opposed to all churches because churches are organized. Well, we must admit that we share some of the complaints against organized religion because today's organized religion, most of it comes from man, not from God. But we also must keep in mind that the church that Christ built, it's also organized. It has a government. It has a system. And as we discard organized religions of men, let us not make the mistake to cast aside the religion that Christ organized. But there are more and more people who have joined the No Church movement. And in a sense, they belong maybe to what you call the No Church Church. Now, among those that believe the Bible to be the Word of God, they read repeatedly about the church. And they don't have the same attitude of rebellion against all organized religion like some have. But even many of them have not yet decided which church to join. They have a real problem in trying to decide. With several hundred different churches, indeed probably thousands, all of them beckoning, join us, join us. They have many opportunities to join something. Thus far, they have not decided which one to join. Oh, they visit around quite a lot. They look at this one and they go and visit that one and see what they think about this one. We suggest that this kind of church shopping would take a man all of his lifetime and a man wiser than Solomon to ever decide with all the confused, the chaotic, the contradictory situations that exist in the religious world today. And many take the course of action to become hopelessly confused about which church to join. Now, I want to make a couple of suggestions to you for you to consider. Now, I don't subscribe to either one of them, but I want you to consider this because it helps people to understand about the church. It may sound strange to make a suggestion that you join all of them. Now, how would you react to the idea of joining all the churches, or at least a host of them, a number of them, all of them within reach? Now, if there's good in all churches, and we certainly don't deny that that's true, those in churches usually are good moral people, well-meaning people. They believe in God. They want to do what's right. They're honest and sincere. We say that there's good in all the churches, and a lot of people say, well, one is just as good as another. And if that be true, if you can be saved in any of them, why not take advantage of as many of them as time will allow you to be a member? Why should you cut yourself off from the benefits of any of them? Why not join them all? Join this one and take the good out of that one, and then join another one and take the good out of that one. Why not join them all? You know, that's not something that's brand new for people to think about. You buy insurance from different companies, not just one exclusively. You think one is good, and you go to another, get something that's good there. You know, you buy groceries at more than one store. You may possibly even drive more than one just brand of car. Where'd you get the idea that you can belong to only one church? If one has something worthwhile to offer, why not get in with all of them? Well, people don't do that, but why not? Now, we must admit that many churches would not let you do this, but you ought to ask them, why not? Why should they object to you, if you're a Baptist, to being a Methodist and a Catholic and a Presbyterian and an Episcopalian and a Pentecostal? If you're a Methodist, why should anybody in the Methodist Church object to you being a member of all the other denominations? Don't you think that they're all good? According to their doctrines, one is just as good as another. Why should you limit your number? You know, I've been asking that question for decades, and I've never had anybody to give me an intelligent answer to that question. If one is just as good as another and as good in all the churches and you can go to heaven in any of them, why not join more than one? But I would never advise anybody to join many churches. I make another suggestion. In fact, I would never advise anybody to join any church. No, this is not because I'm anti-church. This is not because I'm against organized religion. It is just because I have never read anywhere in the Scripture of God telling anybody to join any church. Yes, I'm a church member, but I didn't become a church member because I joined it. And just here, we need to take seriously what the Apostle Peter advised from the Holy Spirit when he teaches us in 1 Peter 4:11 to speak as the oracles of God. The Bible never speaks of anybody joining some church or joining any church. Now, the Apostle Paul did become a member of a congregation, but he was already a member of the church. You have to take my word for that until you have time to study the Scriptures, Old and New Testament, and you prove to yourself that this is true. You see, we best define what the church is. People don't understand what the church is. I'm talking about the church that revealed in Scripture. And when we talk about the church, we're not talking about some physical building. The physical building may have a sign out front and said, this is this kind of church, this is that kind of church. Actually, it's simply the meeting house of that kind of church. And there are many splendid edifices representative of huge expenditures. But that's not the church. They're just physical buildings where the people of the church meet for their activities. All the material building in the world cannot erect the church of the Lord. Now, in the Bible, the church is described as a building. For instance, in Ephesians chapter 2, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye are also builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. Now Christ said he would build his church. His church is described as a building, but the Apostle Peter described it as a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, and it has to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. The material of this spiritual building, friend, is people, a very special people, a people that's been born of God, that have passed from darkness to light. Paul, when preaching at Mars Hill in Athens, said, God that made the worlds and all things therein, he, being the Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Now the Athenians, they had all kind of temples, to all kind of idolatrous gods, marvelous temples to their gods. But the true God doesn't have a physical temple like that. Those who belong to him compose his temple, 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 19. Well, what is the church? Well, the church of the Bible is a spiritual kingdom. Those in Colossae who composed the church there had been delivered out of the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of his dear Son. John, when writing to the churches in Galatia, he and they were the kingdom. And it's important to be in the kingdom, friend, because Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15:34, when Christ comes again, he's going to deliver the kingdom to the Father. The kingdom is where the Holy Spirit dwells by and through the Word of God. As people follow the Word of God, the Holy Spirit dwells in the kingdom. Furthermore, the church is the body of Christ. It's composed of people who belong to him because they have obeyed the gospel. They've been washed in the blood of Christ for the forgiveness of sins. Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 1, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Paul said in Ephesians 4, there is one body. And in Ephesians 5, Christ is the Savior of the body. Now, it's important for us to be in that body. People don't understand that the church is God's kingdom. The church is the body of Jesus Christ. In Colossians 1 and verse 18, Paul wrote, and he's the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. In 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 27, now ye are the body of Christ. To whom did he say that? He said that to those who were members of the church in Corinth. They made up the body of Christ. And he said, you are members in particular. Yes, they were members of the church. They were people that belonged to the church in that given locality. Now, when people understand the church, maybe it will be easier for them to make a choice as to which church to which they ought to belong. The Bible speaks about the church, but it talks about the church as the kingdom. It talks about the church as the temple of God. It talks about the church as the body of Christ. It talks about the church as being the saved, and we're going to talk about that in our next lesson when we talk about what church should people join, keeping in mind we never read about anybody even joining the church of the Bible. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.